Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. A secret to my wellness routines is meaningful days and pursuits. Meaningful days and pursuits. Wellness to me cannot exist separate than meaning and fulfillment. I could be super healthy and fit. I can be resilient as heck. I can release all the tension in my body. But if I don't feel like the day or the series of days had some meaning or some magic to them, if I didn't feel fulfilled with the efforts I was putting in, even if that meant taking care of the home, taking care of the family, that meant doing my art or building my business, if it doesn't feel like it matters and I don't force myself, please listen, I don't force myself to feel fulfilled, just like I don't force myself to feel grateful, then I start going through the motions. And once I start going through the motions, it all blurs, none of it means anything, and I become unhealthy. My thoughts go into pessimism. My thoughts go into discontent. My thoughts go into discontent and pessimism and negativity, and then blahness and boredom. And so what I have to do, I have to force myself to be fulfilled. I have to literally at the end of every day, I'm like, okay, what can I be happy about today? Okay. I didn't get as far as I want. I still have a huge to-do list for tomorrow and the next 5 years. What did I do today? What one little step I can just have a little bit of celebration, a little fulfillment from? At least you tried. At least you moved the thing forward. Give yourself a little credit today, Brendan. Feel a little fulfilled even though you're behind. I literally say those words to myself. So I'm not preaching to you. That's the practice. Your self-talk about meaning and fulfillment is an advanced practice. At the end of the day, are you noting mentally and verbally in your mind what you saw that you're fulfilled by and you feel good about? Even if you're still behind, even if it didn't go right, I'll honor myself. You were in motion, Brendan. You tried. You know what? You had those 40 items. You did two of them. Those two, they're really going to matter towards the next couple of years. Okay, you move that ball forward. Okay, not as far as you want. Because see, your discontent with how far you've come is stealing your sense of meaning and fulfillment. You don't think you've progressed far enough. So you dislike yourself, you question your skills, or you hate yourself. That's mental illness. When we feel that we're never enough, does that sound like wellness? When we feel like we never give ourselves credit, nothing's ever good enough, does that feel good? It feels terrible. A lot of people are literally emotionally, mentally unwell because they just don't stop at the end of the day and go, what did I do? Where am I headed? What can I be fulfilled about? What meaningful thing happened today? Even if you know what happened today, you're fulfilled by, you made the kids a good lunch. You know what you're fulfilled by? You know, you're making your house a little more like you like it. You know what you're fulfilled by? Oh, you were kind to that person, or you took that call, you answered that text. Oh, you know what you're fulfilled by? You finished the presentation, you got the video up, you did the launch. Like, if you don't feel fulfilled on a consistent basis, don't blame what you're doing. Let me say it again. If you don't feel fulfilled on a consistent basis, don't blame what you're doing. Don't blame the job. Don't blame the purpose. It's that old thing in Taoism and Buddhism. Carry the pail, man. You got to be able to carry the pail, wash the dishes, live a normal life, and feel fulfilled by it. Fulfillment doesn't come with the private jet. I know a lot of people with them. They're unhappy. Fulfillment comes with our self-talk and the acknowledgement of what we are doing and where we are heading.
It's a recognition and an appreciation of what our life is about and who we are becoming. Not just, am I doing the perfect thing?
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
What's your fulfillment practice? How do you make yourself satisfied and fulfilled with life? Have you ever given yourself that gift? Have you ever given yourself that gift on a daily basis? Or does it come every 10 years when you achieve something? Hopefully. I know a lot of people, they live a long time still chasing fulfillment as if it will happen to them versus a decision one day to speak to themselves differently. You want more fulfillment at work? Speak to yourself differently about the actions going on at work. Give yourself credit. Recognize the momentum. Honor your efforts. Honor the efforts of other people. Recognize the ripple effect of what's going to happen. Like the ripple effect of my career, I have no idea. But every day, I feel fulfilled by it. I did one more thing today. I'm going to feel fulfilled at the end of this day, even though I've already thought of 40 things that I haven't said to you yet that I think I should say to you. I'm just going to be fulfilled with the session today. Put the stone in the water. The ripple effect will happen. Didn't get the stone exactly where I wanted it. Stone got in the water. You don't have to make a masterpiece every day. You got to get some oil on the canvas. Just get going. Just start and recognize yourself for those times. Recognizing and celebrating what you are doing, even if you don't think it's as big as it needs to be, that's mental health. I'll share something else that really helps me with this. And this is so key. Meaningful days and pursuits. For me, I know this is going to bore you all to death, but for me, these meaningful days and pursuits come from having a schedule and a plan. I know no one loves this one. Brendan, I knew you were going to turn it to productivity. Dang it, Brendan. I have to, because when we feel like we have momentum behind us, we do feel better. My wellness comes from a sense of progress, fulfillment in my life. But those things don't come from just showing up and self-talk. They also come from knocking stuff off the list, man, and blocking time. When I have a series of weeks or months of empty time on my calendar, I know I'm not fulfilling God's potential he put in my soul. I believe that if you are meandering your whole life, it's hard to feel fulfilled. And often people, even if they're doing good work, they don't feel they're optimizing their potential. And the truth is, sometimes that's true. Sometimes you look at their calendar, they're not doing anything. They're not scheduling. And I know that sounds so simplistic, but it's like, oh, I know a lot about your life based on your schedule. I know a lot about your life based on your calendar. I don't know everything. I don't know your internal world, but sometimes I do. Because your calendar is saying, what are you focusing on? What are you moving towards? And the meaningful days stack up when you feel like at least you move towards that thing, even if, again, you didn't get it perfect or progress perfectly towards it. And so I have just got so many activities that are on the schedule. That's when I'm going to do it. I'm going to move it forward. I might not get it done. I might not get it right. But I tried in that slot of time, and it builds self-respect. I showed up. I did what I said I was going to do. I put the effort forth. Self-respect leads to that self-efficacy, that self-esteem, those things that give us confidence. And guess what? Wellness. When you have greater self-worth and self-respect from progressing towards things that matter to you, you are more well. I know you know that.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more
you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.